One of Hollywood's most courageous stars will speak at our November 21st Christmas gala. The man who portrayed Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, Jim Caviezel, is coming to Des Moines. The film's producer and director, Mel Gibson, warned Caviezel that the role could be a career ender. Said Caviezel, he goes, "You really want to do this?" He goes, "If you do this movie, you may never work in this town again." And I went, "What?" We all have to embrace our crosses. His stunning portrayal of Christ, in fact, was career-defining, as well as a drag on his career going forward. He acknowledged that good roles have been hard to come by since. It took a lot of courage for him to take this role. But why? William Dafoe portrayed Jesus in Martin Scorsese's 1988 film, The Last Temptation of Christ, with no ill effect on his career. The difference? Dafoe's Jesus was the type of Jesus Hollywood loves, a wimpy man filled with doubt and fear who lusts for Mary Magdalene. In other words, a Christ who is not Christ-like, unlike Gibson and Caviezel's Christ. Gibson based his Jesus on the Gospels. Scorsese based his on a work of fiction. Hear Jim Caviezel on November 21st at the Iowa Event Center. Reserve your seat today. Caviezel courageously made his Christian and pro-life convictions known, which made him no friend among the Hollywood elite. He told students at Notre Dame to have the courage to step into this pagan world and shamelessly express your faith in public. To that end, he avoided tasteless movie love scenes that involved nudity. In a love scene with Hollywood superstar Jennifer Lopez, he told the director, "Look, put a top on her. I'm going to keep my shorts on. She's going to keep hers on. Get the camera and shoot around it." And that's out of devotion, love, and respect to my wife. In 2006, he cut an ad with pro-life actress Patricia Heaton and pro-life NFL quarterback Kurt Warner, opposing a Missouri constitutional amendment which would allow embryonic stem cell research. Pro-life. Pro-God. Pro-wife. It's no wonder Hollywood doesn't like this guy. And yet, he has produced an incredible body of work, despite being marginalized by the in-kids in Hollywood. He played the bad guy in the 2006 thriller Deja Vu, against the good guy of the story, Denzel Washington. He plays a homeless drug addict in the heartwarming 2000 film Pay It Forward. He's a family man in the time travel 2000 film Frequency. His biggest box office hit since Passion of the Christ was Cry of Freedom, where Caviezel portrays a real-life DHS agent who goes rogue to rescue kids being sex trafficked by a Colombia cartel. One of his most entertaining roles was 2002's Count of Monte Cristo. It's a must-see movie. His hot air balloon grand entrance is worth the price of admission all by itself. He received accolades for his dramatic portrayal of a World War II pacifist in The Thin Red Line. And in a return to a religious-themed film, he portrays the gospel writer, St. Luke, in Paul, Apostle of Christ. Jim Caviezel is the highest profile speaker Pulse Life Advocates has ever brought to our Christmas gala. Our executive director, Maggie DeWitty, provides background on how this all came about. Since seeing the movie, The Passion of the Christ, in 2004, Jim Caviezel has been on my list of speakers for our gala. Some years later, I read an article about what Mr. Caviezel endured while making the film, including being struck by lightning while hanging on the cross. His profound testimony of faith drew me in even further. He isn't just another Hollywood actor. He's a devout Catholic who speaks fearlessly about his faith and living your life in service of Christ. Although bringing someone like Jim Caviezel to our event always seemed like a pipe dream, the Holy Spirit made it a reality. Everything fell into place in a way I couldn't have imagined. And now he is coming to share his story with us. Mr. Caviezel's passion for his faith, for his wife, for his three adopted children, for the unborn, and for a profession that doesn't understand a guy like him, explains why Pulse Life Advocates is bringing him to Des Moines on November 21st. Get ready to be inspired by Hollywood's most courageous star, Jim Caviezel. We want to see you on November 21st. Get ticket details now.